Hachette Audio presents Break It Up, Secession, Division, and the Secret History of America's Imperfect Union. Written by Richard Kreitner. Read by Adam Werner. Introduction. The Disunited States. Were you looking to be held together by the lawyers? Or by an agreement on a paper? Or by arms? Nay, nor the world, nor any living thing, will so cohere. Walt Whitman, Drum Taps, 1865. The country was divided. It had been an explosive election, the culmination of decades of fighting over questions that went to the very heart of the nation's character. The president-elect was at odds with a majority of voters. Citizens had sorted themselves into camps, sects even, swearing the other side's position was unconscionable. Mainstream politicians spoke darkly about a coming conflict, and those on the margins called for revolution. Others wagered the country had seen worse, and unity would surely prevail. The historian Henry Adams called that time the Great Secession Winter. Republican candidate Abraham Lincoln had won the November 1860 election with less than 40% of the popular vote and without the support of a single slave state. Terrified of the future, alienated from a country they no longer recognized, unwilling to remain loyal to a government that served interests opposed to their own, several southern states plotted their departure. Fed up with trying to hold together a union that no longer made sense, many Northerners were content to send them on their way. The onset of war, with the Confederate bombardment of Fort Sumter and Charleston Harbor on April 12, 1861, changed everything. In his memoir, Specimen Days, Walt Whitman wrote of his joy at the volcanic upheaval of the nation that followed. He thought it the grandest and most encouraging spectacle in the history of political progress and democracy. Before its end, that spectacle brought death to some 700,000 Americans, scores of whom Whitman, as a nurse in Army hospitals, comforted in their final hours. But the ever-expansive poet grasped the bigger picture. The rupture revealed the American soul. It was not for what came to the surface merely, he recalled, but what it indicated below, which was of eternal importance. Underneath was a primal hard pan of national union will. Contrary to prediction, the American people thought their country.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?